For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning, and the sun is out. It's looking nice out there. Probably just need a light jacket. It's going to be a little chillier today than it was yesterday, but still a good one. Still a good one to get out there and get outside. I walked out yesterday and went out to the car to get my gym bag. Started walking back in, and I said to myself, oh, do I want to go over to the gym, or do I want to jump on the bike and ride up and down the bike path for a little while? And then I ended up going to the gym. And as I'm standing there on the treadmill, well, I'm not standing there, but as I'm walking on the treadmill, I'm looking outside, and it's like, it's starting to look dark out there. All those dark clouds rolled in, but I never got caught in any rain, so I was fortunate. Hopefully you were as well. So we were talking in the first hour about a pair of lawsuits in the city of Greenfield. This comes from WCVB. There are two residents who are suing the city of Greenfield over equity theft after their homes were taken by the city for unpaid property taxes, and the city then sold those properties and kept all the profits, kept all the money over what it was that was owed. It's a practice that the U.S. Supreme Court called unconstitutional last spring. That legislators in Massachusetts are working to have this practice banned. First of all, the fact that they take your home and sell it is bad enough. Over in the case of one person, $5,700 that turned into $54,000 with fees and interest, but still $5,700. The city took his home and his 19 acres of land, sold the home and 13 acres of land for $270,000, kept the roughly $215,000 in excess profits, and kept 6 acres of the land for public trails. And in the case of the other person, she only owed $1,500, which increased to $15,000 with interest and fees. They then sold her home for $34,000, keeping the profits. And 2 years later, the home sold again for $272,000. So even though the city only profited $19,000 off that sale, and that's if you're looking at if she actually owed them the $15,000, the original $1,500, you know, they made $33,350. But her equity in the home was worth a lot more as the home sold for $272,000 just 2 years later. So both of these folks are being represented by somebody who is fighting against equity theft and feels that if this, you can read about this at WCVB.com, if these lawsuits are successful, it'll have reverberations across Massachusetts, including in New Bedford, where people have lost their homes. New Bedford was working with and some municipalities do this. They work with a company that pays the debt to the city so that the city doesn't have to spend time and money chasing the taxes that are owed. So the company pays the city the tax money, and then they're the ones that basically take the house and sell it and keep the profit. And when all this stuff went down and when it was deemed unconstitutional, Mayor Mitchell put a pause on foreclosing on people's property over this. But if this lawsuit is successful, either of these lawsuits are successful, that could mean people who have lost their homes could go after the city. So it's something to keep an eye on for sure. But not only from that perspective, but also from the perspective of this has to change. At worst, I mean, nobody wants to see anybody lose their home over $1,500 in unpaid property taxes. At worst, if they were going to take someone's home over this, they should, and they sell it, take what is owed, and then the rest of them maybe a little extra for the, you know, a penalty for having to go through this process, but then the rest of that equity should go to that person. In some cases, these homes are completely paid off. That means somebody spent 30 years making mortgage payments on this home for you to take it away and give them nothing in return over $1,500. I know in Wareham back in the day, every once in a while there would be an auction of property that the town had seized. And it would be published in, I think it was the Wareham Courier. And my boss at the diner and I would sit down and we would go through all the properties that were going to be auctioned off because he would be interested in buying some of them if they went for cheap enough. Now, he went to the auctions. I don't know if he ever actually bid on anything or just got outbid, but I don't think he ever ended up buying any. But he would always look at them and say, you know, all right, help me find where this is. And we would try to figure it out and see if it was something that was worth buying because they were going to be sold very cheaply. He told me the story of somebody who had owed, it was like $2,200 or $2,800 in taxes. The town ended up with the property. The town put the property up for auction. And it started at what they owed. $2,800, $2,200, whatever it was. The town was just looking to get that tax money. And then anything that went above and beyond that, I don't know what they did with it, but they were just looking to get that tax money. And as he said to me, he goes, you know, you get there in the right time or the right property that nobody's paying attention to, or they get so wrapped up in something that's more valuable and they bid all their money on that. You sneak in and you get one of these properties for $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. And that was his plan. He wanted to do that and have me live in it. But again, that was through an auction process. These are being sold on the real estate market for the going rate in most cases. So this is something that has to be abolished. Whether or not you want them to be able to take your home because you owe property taxes, that's a different thing that can get settled in a different way. But to keep the profits is just theft. And that needs to be taken care of as soon as possible. And there is legislation to try and do so. 508-996-0500. There's also, speaking of legislation, over in Rhode Island, this comes from WPRI, Rhode Island lawmakers are mulling whether to regulate the automated license plate reading cameras that are typically used by law enforcement to solve crimes. The legislation would create statewide guidelines for what data the license plate readers can collect and how it can be used by law enforcement. The legislation is sponsored by Representative Joseph Solomon, who says, right now there's nothing in place to regulate them. It's like the Wild West. And there are several communities across Rhode Island utilizing license plate readers, including Cranston, East Providence, Johnston, Pawtucket, Warwick, and Woonsocket. Now, obviously, the law enforcement in those towns are in favor of keeping these license plate readers. But Solomon says, although they're not supposedly doing it right now, they could be selling the data to third parties. There's nothing that says that they can't do that. But this bill would prohibit them from doing that. Now, Warwick Police Chief Bradford Connor said the cameras have been used to catch criminals using ATM card skimmers, stealing catalytic converters, scams against the elderly, and hit-and-run cases. As currently written, the bill would not allow the automated license plate readers to be used for those types of crimes. So there's still a lot of things they need to work out in this legislation. But here we are, you know, worried about banning TikTok because we're worried about what happens with that data. Here it is, local police departments in Rhode Island could be taking your data and selling it to a third party. Again, not that they are, but there's nothing that would stop them from doing it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Can I just change it for a minute?
Sure.
I just want to let you know that Chico's opened, the pizza place on Route 6 in Dartmouth.
Oh, yeah. Rico's, isn't it? Or
Rico's, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we tried it last night. It was excellent.
That's
just
the
like
hot
barroom pizza.
That's the hot oil pizza, right?
The hot oil, and they had that honey and the pepperoni one. They had their own signature pizzas. It was really, really good. My brother went out and bought, I think, about 7 of them last night just to try all the different ones they had here.
Wow.
Oh, they were really, really good. Yeah, thin crust and crunchy, just like a barroom pizza.
So, are they small? Are they like single-person pizzas, or could a couple of people share them?
No, a couple of people could share. We still got like three or four left of them. But I just wanted to try different ones, and they had that Nashville...
hot chicken?
Oh, yeah. That was really, really hot. He couldn't even eat it. His son did, though. He liked it. And they had all the different ones. Ricotta cheese. I love ricotta cheese pizza. That was really good, too. And then they had that with a spicy. I didn't have the spicy one. I had the mild one with just the cherry tomatoes on it. I'm not a spice. I don't eat the spice. But that's all they have is pizza. And I think their appetizer is just chicken wings. But they have a bar inside, I guess. We brought it all home. But it was really good. Yeah. I liked it.
I was looking at photos of it online, and it's definitely something that I'm going to try. I don't eat as much pizza these days, but now I want to make sure it's worth it. You know, when I do have pizza,
just get one.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like I'll eat bar pizza now. I don't get Domino's really anymore. Good. I don't get Pizza Hut anymore.
No. Oh, we don't even have a Pizza Hut over here anymore, do we? No.
There's the one in Dartmouth.
Which one?
There was one in Dartmouth. I don't know if it's still there. Did they close it?
They closed it.
All I know is I ordered Pizza Hut one time from DoorDash and it showed up. So I don't know where it came from. And it was only a couple months ago.
Oh, then it must be open then. There's never any cars there.
It was when I was home recovering from surgery. I was like, I just want a big greasy pizza. And so I hadn't eaten in days. And I was like, I just want a big greasy pizza. And I was like, who has the biggest, greasiest pizza? I was like, well, I don't want Domino's because I've had that. I want something that I haven't had in a long time. So then I ordered Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I used to love it there. I used to like the one that was at Fairhaven in the plaza there.
Remember the pizza buffet? They would have like the different pizzas up there. Yeah,
they had the they had the dessert ones and all that stuff there. They that's the one that I used to go to, and then I watched but last night with the I can't even think this early. But the antique shop you had on
On Chronicle they had the Kirshner River Antiques.
Cheapest. Yeah, Maura was my boss at Saltmarsh, the one that was talking.
Oh, yeah?
Maura Saltmarsh's, yeah, when I worked at Saltmarsh's. Yes, she was my boss. She was a really nice collector. She was married to Bob Saltmarsh, the owner of the store.
Well, I didn't I didn't get to see the segment. I did set the DVR for it, but I didn't get a chance to watch it because the Celtics were on, so.
Yeah, it was good. Well, I didn't watch the Celtics. But anyway, it was a nice thing that she's talking about her father being, he was in the cotton mills. She's from Ireland, and her father was at the cotton mills years ago. And it was a nice thing, and they showed the mayor on there and on the waterfront and things like that.
Well,
it was a nice show.
I'll have to watch on the DVR.
No, you missed it. Oh, you taped it. Okay.
Yeah, I just knew I wanted to watch the Celtics game as terrible as it turned out. But all right. Well, thank you for the call.
They lost.
Yeah, they did.
All right. Just wanted to let you know it's open. Today's the grand opening of that place.
Well, I'll get down there sooner or later.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd let you know. But
thank you.
Opened the day before yesterday.
Thank you so much.
All righty.
Have a good day.
See ya. Yeah, you too. Bye.
And let's take another call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
How you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you?
All right. I just want to thank you for that crispy chicken that you mentioned on here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I tried it yesterday. Best chicken in the city that I've had in a long time. I was driving there. I was going down the avenue, and I was like, I hope this is good. Tim says it's good. I hope it's good. And there was a double rainbow yesterday. And mm-hmm. It looked like it was shining over the place. And it was the best chicken I had. That's all I wanted to say was.
So you found the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow then?
Yes, I did.
What did you have? Did you have bone in? Did you have boneless, bone in?
Yeah, I had the bone in. I got a four piece with Mac, the regular two chicken wings, a leg, and a thigh. So.
And the biscuit, what'd you think of the biscuit?
The biscuit was delicious. Mac and cheese was a little plain. The wings, they were a little thin, so those were a little teen dry, but the leg and the thigh was so juicy, and it was so delicious.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. Next time, try the boneless. See if you like that, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to try everything they got there now, but I just wanted to say thank you, and you have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Have a good one. And there you go. See, it's not just me saying it. I have not heard anybody criticize crispy crunchy chicken. Nobody has said, yeah, you know, it wasn't for me. Nah, Tim, you were wrong. It's not the best fried chicken in New Bedford. No, everybody's agreeing with me. So if you haven't tried it yet, you got to get out there and try it. It's at Gas Express at the corner of Tarkin Hill Road and Belleville Avenue. And you say to yourself, how can the best chicken in New Bedford come from a gas station when you walk in and you see the setup that they have? You realize it's just a little fried chicken restaurant inside the gas station, but everything is so good. So check out Crispy Crunchy Chicken, and then let me know what you think of it. I've got to take a break, though. We'll be back in a few moments.
She touched me. There's still no face.
we will take more of your calls coming up. I see Sketty's on hold. Just hang on. We will get to you when we come back after the news. 508-996-0500. If you can't wait, you can always send app chat messages or open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Some of the great features that we have on the app that is brought to you by our friends at South Coast Towing. So that's why we're able to keep innovating and keep adding new features and have the app basically be the hub for all things WBSM. Right now, though, let's go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Trump's hush money trial continues in New York. President Biden still using TikTok despite a potential ban. And typewriters get the Taylor Swift bump.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump returns to court in New York City this morning for his criminal hush money trial. Michael Kastner with more.
Jurors are again hearing testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who has explained this week how he protected Trump from negative stories leading up to the 2016 presidential election while smearing Trump's opponents. Trump faces felony charges of falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet about an alleged affair. I'm Michael Kastner.
The FBI is working with colleges to warn of anti-Semitic threats of violence. This comes as campus protests pop up across the country over the Israel-Hamas war. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling NBC News the agency doesn't directly track university protests, but is giving schools information to deal with potential threats. Google has fired another 20 employees for their involvement in protests over its dealings with Israel. The tech giant has a cloud computing contract with the Israeli military, and Palestinian workers have been staging sit-ins and other forms of protest. This brings the total number of employees fired over the matter to 50. The abortion issue was front and center in America on Wednesday. First, the U.S. Supreme Court heard a case over whether Idaho's near total abortion ban conflicts with a federal law requiring hospitals to provide patients emergency care. A decision is expected in June. Later in the day, Arizona's House of Representatives voted to repeal a Civil War era abortion law that bans nearly all abortions, and the bill now heads to the state Senate. President Biden's campaign will continue using TikTok despite the recent bill that could lead to its ban. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
On Wednesday, the president signed a foreign aid package that also laid the groundwork to ban TikTok in the U.S. The same day, a Biden campaign official told reporters that TikTok is still one of the many places we're making sure our content is being seen by voters. The official added they used enhanced security measures on their account. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A U.S. Secret Service agent assigned to Vice President Harris has been hospitalized after showing what's being described as distressing behavior on Monday. The incident took place at Joint Base Andrews, with Harris not present at the time. According to CBS News, the agent was speaking incoherently, eventually physically provoking another officer. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says any dairy cows transported across state lines must be tested for bird flu. In March, an outbreak of the bird flu was found in herds of dairy cows for the first time, and just this week, fragments of the virus were found in pasteurized milk samples.
You left your typewriter at my apartment.
And Taylor Swift's new album prompting a resurgence in old-fashioned typewriters, thanks to a mention in the Tortured Poets Department. Those who repair the machines are loving the attention. Todd Payne, who runs Lazy Dog Typewriters in Texas, says he thinks this trend will pick up because the machines are easy to fall in love with.
You need to disconnect in order to really think more clearly, and not having the ability to instantly erase what you've written and having to go with your first draft is profoundly helpful for being creative.
In the song, Swift sings about a breakup with her boyfriend who comes to retrieve his typewriter from her apartment.
WBSM Sports.
The Bruins came from behind to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-2 in Game 3. Game 4 in Toronto on Saturday. Celtics, meanwhile, lost to the Heat in their Game 2, 111-101. Boston visits Miami for Game 3 on Saturday as well. Red Sox beat the Guardians 8-0 to even their series, and their next game is this afternoon, just after 1.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Thursday morning. We're under a freeze warning up until 8 o'clock this morning with these temperatures in the mid to low 30s. It feels like in the mid 20s this morning under clear skies. As we head into the afternoon, plenty of sunshine. Temperatures will be struggling to make it into the upper 40s. Overnight tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny. Temperatures rebounding into the lower 50s, mid 50s, and sunny by Saturday. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update brought to you by Ocean Wine and Spirits Liquors for the largest selection of nips near Fairhaven, now open at 157 Pope's Island in New Bedford. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I like everything at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. All of the great meats. We're talking Terrace Major. We're talking sirloins. We're talking tomahawks. We're talking celebrity pork chops, giant chicken wings, linguica, charisse. We're talking seafood like lobster, fish. Oh, they've got everything you could possibly want there. And they're going to cut it to your specifications. They're going to prepare it the way you want it. You want it thick. You want it thin. You want an end piece, you want a center cut, they will take care of you. They are an old-fashioned neighborhood market. You can't find places like this anymore, but we're lucky enough to have it right in New Bedford at 123 Dartmouth Street, the butcher shop. The Pinaretta family has been in business for over 40 years, taking care of you like you are part of their family. Whether it be cutting those meats for you or preparing some of the great food that they make every day, hot meals that you can go in and get to go. All kinds of special things like Maria's rice pudding. And, of course, shelves stocked with everything that you need. Everything from steaks to soccer balls, if you like to say. Plus their beer and wine cellar, their cheese fridge, and so much more. If you've never been to the butcher shop, stop in, take a walk around, see all the great items they have, take a look at all of their great meats, and tell me you're not going to walk out of there with something delicious. The butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. All right, let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, Skeddy.
Good morning, Tim.
What's on your mind today?
Oh, I'm doing good. I got a bit of a nosebleed. I guess the ear's getting too dry or something.
Oh, no.
I know. Oh, it's nothing. A lot of people get it this time of the year. So Colleen, when she, what's the name of that restaurant she was talking about?
It's Rico's. It's moved into where Buster's was in Dartmouth.
Buster's. I don't think I ever went to Buster's.
Formerly TK O'Malley's.
Oh, okay. Wow. Because you know what? I had a horrible experience yesterday with food. I convinced a friend to move to New Bedford about 2 months ago, right? And I'm trying to think of these places where, you know, like he would find really good mood food and you know, put him in a good mood to want to go back. So I don't want to put this restaurant on blast, but it almost sounds like Rico's. Great Italian food, but it was the worst ever. What a disappointment. The subs were, I wanted the meatball, you know. And no, I wanted mine toasted. He didn't. So he had no sauce on it, and his meatball was cold. And he had shredded cheese on the top. Shredded little 4 or 5 pieces. I'm like, you would take a real mozzarella slice of cheese, right?
Yeah.
And then mine was overcooked. It was burnt on the bottom in too much sauce all over it. And they have these really crappy cardboard boxes now that, and it wouldn't even close. And everything was all over the place. It was horrible. I had to come home. I had to get my own sauce because I had to make it right, you know? So I now that I know about, I'm not going back to that place. I'm so mad. And I called them and they wanted to make it right. But I'm not going to go back. It was only like 5 or 6 o'clock.
But at least they tried to make it right.
Oh, I know, right? Because a lot of places won't even do that. But for that hour, you're expecting really good stuff. And this is the thing. So before this is so crazy. I decided to take a ride, and I went all the way down into Westport. And I'm thinking, you know, where are the places I've been or haven't been? And then I saw the Walking Nook. The Cozy Nook, I think it's called. I didn't go there. I was just wondering if you ever heard anything about that place.
I've never been, but I've heard good things.
Yeah, maybe I'll try them. But I'm so happy when Colleen called in and said about this place. So that is something I look forward to. And I'm like you. I only eat a pizza maybe twice a year. And when I do, I want it to like blow my mind. Well, and it sounds really good.
Yeah, try this Rico's. There's a lot of great places popping up that have good pizza, and everybody's getting onto the South Shore Bar Pizza kick too. So there's a lot of good places to try that.
Yes, the thin bar crust. I like Poopsies and Marshfield. And I also went and I found the United Club. I did get my ticket, and they just thought you are the greatest person. Good things to be said. And the outside, they warned me the outside was a little shabby looking, but it's really nice on the inside. I mean, it's decent. There's plenty of parking. If it isn't in the place itself, that street is so wide and big that there's plenty of parking down there. So I'm excited about that, Tim.
Should have a lot of fun.
Are you going? Is anybody from the station going to go?
I don't know. I don't know if I'll be going. I'm not sure who else is going. I know I have a late doctor's appointment in Fall River. And it all depends on how I feel after that.
Yeah. Oh, hey, and these people that took those people's homes, can I ask you how long was the fine for 1,500 turned to 15,000? How long? How many years did that take to occur?
I don't know. There's no details in the story about it.
Well, I think that's horrible either way.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it doesn't matter how long it is. It's still equity theft. So, yeah,
it
absolutely.
Is. Yeah. Good. I'm glad you caught this and brought this out. But all right, Tim, I'll let you go.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
And take care. 508-996-0500. And that new restaurant is Rico's, Rikos. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. It is. They do have other locations, but it's the first one around here. And they have those hot oil pizzas. That's what they advertise themselves as serving. So we've already got a ringing endorsement from Colleen for them. Says they're very good. If you've tried them, let me know. 508-996-0500. You can send me an app chat message or an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. Right now, though, I've got to go to a break. We'll be back in a few moments.
With
Probably my favorite Rod Stewart song there. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, hey, morning. You know, I tuned in late, so I missed the thing about the equity. Was it a cyber scam? What was that all about?
This has been something that's been ongoing in Massachusetts and other places where there'll be people who owe municipal property taxes, and the municipality ends up seizing their property for those missed taxes and then sells it and then keeps the profits. So the Supreme Court declared it unconstitutional last year. There's in the city of Greenfield, there's a couple of people who have filed lawsuits against the city for that lost equity, that stolen equity. And we've had a similar issue here in New Bedford with that.
Wow. You know, yeah, that does seem a little dirty trick. Although it sounds funny, because if I remember right, in Pennsylvania, is it as if that everybody in Pennsylvania it rents from the government?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was some strange thing where if you buy a deed, you buy some property, you're actually buying the right to rent it from the state. It's some strange setup. It goes all the way back to 1760s or whatever. And I'm not sure if it ever got resolved. But the reason I was wondering about that, I've been seeing some of these stories about the homeless. And apparently there are house hoarders. There are major corporations that are buying up houses quick and then refusing to rent them. And so they're creating the homeless problem. And, you know, if there was real supply and demand, rent would be down to $200 a month. And but they're intentionally keeping houses off the market. And there was a United Way study that came out about a year ago, and it was talking about in the West Coast, it's like 5-to-1 empty houses. For every homeless person, there's 5 or 6 empty houses. But in like places like Detroit and Syracuse, New York, I think Detroit was 118 empties for every homeless person.
Wow.
Syracuse was like 110. And so this whole idea that homelessness is being paid for by our taxes, that the governments are coming up with these strange programs to build housing, when in fact there's plenty of housing, and it's house hoarders that are keeping them off the market.
Yeah, I mean, we know here locally there were people that were buying up properties that would be close to the train stations that are coming in as we're getting South Coast Rail, and they were sitting on them because they're saying, well, we're just going to turn these for a profit when people are looking to buy homes closer to the train station.
Right, yeah, yeah. And there was a famous historian, it's Melvin Brooks. He had a treatise on it called Blazing Saddles. And it described exactly that.
Right, exactly. All right, well, thank you for the call. I got to take my final break of this hour, but you have a good day.
Take care.
And we do have to take that break. We can talk more with you, 508-996-0500. Maybe we can squeeze in another call before the end of the hour, but I got to take this one before I run out of time. Take on Burning Down the House. It's part of a new album that's coming out this summer called Everyone's Getting Involved. It's a tribute to the Talking Heads. And there's a documentary film. There's also an album coming out. So it should be really, that's pretty good cover. I was never really a Paramore fan, but then I saw them last year at Boston Calling and they were amazing. I mean, it's not like I've listened to a whole bunch of them since, but they, you know, I get why people love them. But I'm looking forward to this album and hearing Miley Cyrus's take on Psycho Killer. Lord, you can hear now Lord singing Take Me to the River. So there's going to
be. Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.